Welcome to the July 8, 2020 special meeting. It is a little after 7 p.m. and I would like to call this meeting to order. We are very limited to what we can talk to tonight. We advertised for fire district creation and also discussing levy amounts. It's more of a formal of where we're at with the process with the auditor and certifying levy amounts. So starting off with district creation. Kevin, I see you have representation here tonight. Thank you. Have you had a chance to review the maps that I emailed, I think, 30th of June?
Yeah. There's a couple areas that I'm just assuming it's property lines that shows south of the tracks, and that's just all like, yeah, right here.
Yes.
And I know you made mention about the one on Hackett and yes. West Lebanon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this, as you see, this is all one parcel.
Right.
She can't support that.
Right.
And at least when you still going to cover this, you're just going to get attached.
Right. And same thing here.
Everything that's spread across the road
is property lines.
It's because the parcel was greater on the one side than it was the other side.
Makes sense. Okay.
That law is run by also homesteads.
Okay.
So, like this homestead on this side.
Right.
That's the reason why you're away.
Sure.
That's the only thing that we went off of, and that was based off of what we discussed in previous meetings of using the railroad as our barrier. Also, if you notice in your district on the very, very top, in section 5.
Yep.
We rearranged this a little bit because of the school district.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that was explained or not. I
did
the email, but it's kind of hard.
So this used to be more of this coverage area.
Okay.
Well, the school district stops here. If we would go ahead and keep this here and see down local school districts, they can go on the southern school district, it makes it very difficult for the auditor for assessing taxes to have four properties that are out on their own with multiple different things. So she suggested it would be all right with everyone to clean it up by this is the Dallas School District. Okay. So this is all of the school district. This is going to be part of the Southern Fire District. So that way,
she doesn't have like four parcels that have Dallas School District and then the rest of it is Orville School District with Kittering or the Southern Fire District. Just trying to make her life a little bit easier. So, and I believe.
I contacted Orville and said, hey, we've got these three properties up there and on they're suggesting, you know, that we do this and they were quick to say fine. They had no issues with it.
Okay.
So you're good. Now this is not
that was me, Tom. Tom. That was me.
Oh, I think someone else.
No, there's someone out there.
I just locked my door.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh. Okay. I thought you heard the horn.
So many phones make that horn sound too. So this isn't permanent, we can change it just for the purpose of the GIS. If we can keep this for the term of the levy, that'd be great.
Yeah.
They don't want, there is actually quite a bit of work that goes into changing the GIS and all that. And they said if everyone can agree to live with that, that's great. Next time we come up for a renewal, if we want to make changes, we can make changes then. So this isn't like permanent forever. This is the shipper saying we're agreeing for the terms of this levy.
Yeah, we're good.
Good with that?
Okay.
I had chats with East Wayne and they said they were good with it. They had no problem. Again, they saw the green and the red on both sides and were wondering about that. Once I explained that, they were fine with that. So a lot of work going into identifying almost what? 2,500 parcels in our town, just in the township. So just a couple.
Thank you for doing that, John. That was a big project. It surprised me a little bit that the auditor's office can't whittle that down. So I understand that we had to make some decisions on some of those, but you know, it seems like they could have categorized instead of giving what 200 pages instead.
385. Not that anyone's counting.
Well, wow.
So.
But yeah,
the reason was, and I was wondering that myself, but when you start going through, you realize you have owners that don't live in the area. You have owners that live in Dalton, but they have property in Kittering. You have people in Kittering that have property in Dalton. They don't know where it's all at. So
yep.
It made sense to go through and identify every one of them. So the work is done. If everyone's happy, let's move forward with this. So Anita, we're going to have to, we kind of talked earlier today, we need a resolution, it'll be number one, to rescind Resolution 2020-5-12-2. And that was the one where we made a resolution saying we wanted to create two fire districts based off the 911 GIS map. We've made some corrections, and that's the reason why we need to rescind that resolution, and then we're going to proceed with the resolutions that the prosecutor has drawn up for us so kindly. So,
if you're good with that, just need something to read.
So I move to for resolution number 2020-7-8-01 to resolve that we as a township are rescinding resolution 2020-5-12-2. And that we are rescinding that one.
I will second that.
And then I'll be roll call, please.
John.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Sugar Creek Township Fire District. I move to pass resolution number 2020-7-8-02. This is a resolution that creates the Northern Sugar Creek Township Fire District. You guys want me to read this whole thing, or are you good with
highlights?
Highlights? Highlights. Pursuant to revised code 505.37, the Board of Township Trustees of a township may, whenever it's expedient necessary to guard against the occurrence of fires and protect the lives and property of citizens of the township against loss or damage resulting from the occurrence of fire, to create a fire district of any portion of the township that it considers necessary. The second paragraph, whereas, just goes over manpower, equipment, and existing fire departments that are serving this area of the, which we have one in front of you there. Scott actually has every one closer to you. Actually has every parcel, and that will be Anita's copy for public record then. Yeah.
In the red or the green?
This is East Wing, so it should be in the green because it follows the color of the maps as well.
Okay.
They're red.
I think there's parcels 50 in red.
Yeah. East Wing is red, isn't it?
East Wing is red. I think you said East Wing.
Yeah,
red.
I think you just...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah. East Wing should be red.
Yeah.
Oh, listen.
Yeah, thank you very much for catching that. So... the third paragraph says that the Northern Sugar Creek Township Fire District is hereby created to provide fire protection services by the East Wing Fire District and include those parts of the Sugar Creek Township which are particularly described by the Air Force reference, which would be public record. So that is the long and the short of it all. Much as I could.
So. I will second.
Thank you.
I have a resolution. Motion to create a resolution.
Take a roll call.
John.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
And the last resolution will be whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
2020-7-8-03, the exact same wording, except for in the third paragraph, it now reads, Southern Sugar Creek Township Fire District is hereby created to be providing fire protection services by the Kidder Volunteer Fire Department and the City of Oroville Fire Department, and to include those parts of the Sugar Creek Township which are particularly described by the AFOR referenced. Again, that packet there that Scott has in his hands, which will be up for public record. Yes. And
can I ask a question here?
Yes.
I mean, this is I just want to make sure we're safe on this. So the fact that we're naming the two fire departments in the coverage area, let's just say we're looking to us and said, hey, we've decided, we've been talking with Kibren, and we've worked it out that maybe they're agreeable to take it, or we've talked to East Wayne and they're agreeable to take it. We don't lock ourselves into saying who we have to work with by naming the fire departments that are covering that area.
We're just listing it as it is right now.
Okay.
So, like I was referencing the GIS, they really don't want us to change plans.
No, I'm not.
The only way that would change would be if Orville says we're not going to cover it, and then I think it's going to be up to meetings with East Wayne, Kidron, and we'll have to reopen things up to do it. This is just creating the two fire districts, and we're separating East Wayne's coverage area from the Kidron Orville coverage area. This is what this resolution is doing.
And the prosecutor did write this for us.
The prosecutor did. This is, yes.
Okay.
In fact, if you want to see it right now, I have it up. These are files. Resolution create fire district, resolution create fire district. And that was on 24th of June. We're just naming them for the ballot issues.
So that's what's going to be on the ballot now?
Yes. Those voting for the Kidron Orville area will see Southern Fire District. We're going to have to advertise that. No, we're not replacing KVFD, we're not replacing OFD, we're not replacing East Wayne. This is what the township has to do to be able to put something on the ballot where there's that separation. This is just a formality.
So basically, that is going to be written on the ballot.
So we do this, I'm going to turn this over to the auditor and the prosecutor. When the auditor comes back to certify, that'll have the Southern Fire District. I asked about using the name Fire Taxing District, and the prosecutor said, no, you cannot use that. In our revised code, there is nothing that's called Fire Taxing District. It's simply known as a fire district. So I asked about putting taxing in there, so to try to help out with maybe some confusion that we're trying to create a different fire department or anything like that. But she said, no, you're just going to have to do that work of letting your residents know it's not replacing Kidron or Orville or East Wayne. You're just using, you're identifying those areas that you want to tax at a different rate.
In the ballot language, since we're discussing it, did you tell me you will have a millage listed on there or a dollar amount?
Good question.
Okay.
I believe it's millage is how it's listed on the ballot language.
Yes.
Once we have to create this to get Jared certified, because she actually has to have a district created.
It has
created.
To be millage, doesn't it? Because
yes.
Over the course of the year, the dollars can change.
Yeah. That's her. She's authorized to do millage, not dollars.
Right.
So that, Tom, answers the question. That's one additional thing that would be added to this on the ballot, so people know how much we're voting for. Correct.
So I don't know if July 14th will be. If that'll be too soon for Jared to come back and certify a dollar amount for that one. I know. Let's see here. Mr. Neuenschwander was here in the May meeting and said a one half would work. I think last meeting we heard 100,000. Is that close? I think that's going to be close in the ballpark. Could be a little bit over, could be a little bit under. We don't know. But we're at the ninth, or the last hour, basically, for getting something on there. I'll see if we have any wiggle room. If it comes back at 80-some thousand, can she bump it up before we certify to try to get that number for you? Before we continue any more discussion, let's get this resolution done, and then we'll continue our discussion, if that's all right.
Do you have any pushback after reading that, or?
No, I think I'm comfortable with it. The fact that the prosecutor did write it for us, I feel okay with that. Again, I think if we had that situation come up in the next 2 years, I'm trying to understand what that challenge might be. I can't think that it binds them to the coverage area.
Right. The only change I would make is that we assigned those departments to serve these areas.
Yeah.
But that's semantics. If somebody
It'll be something in the future where it'll be a much smaller scale. Instead of 2,500 parcels to go through, it's whatever parcels we need to go through.
And we could, in the breadth of the meeting, rescind this, adopt a new resolution that has the appropriate language in it.
Prosecutor can give us that guidance.
Yes, if necessary.
This isn't like permanent forever, ever, ever. Right. This is our plan for the next 2 years, and it can be changed.
I will second the motion that was on the floor.
Thank you, Scott.
John?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Okay, now we got those done. You want a signed copy of yours? By Anita, are you good with just a copy?
I would have a signed copy.
Okay.
So, Anita, this big packet for public record,
okay.
That's your copy. Just looking for you while we're talking. So I can upload it to the matrix and the auditor. And these I have a copy of for the fire departments.
Okay.
If you want to search all that, I'm not
sure. Can have it. If she tries to scan red, you can spill all the evidence, there's good chance
she'll
show it as black.
Yes, I have it on the electronic version.
That's what I was going to ask for.
So I can send it over to whoever wants it can have it.
So, yeah, I'll forward all that stuff. By all means, if you want the pack of paper this big that I wrote on, you can have them too if you really want to keep two. So, with that being said, with that being said, are you guys all right with this being put up on the website? Map and parcel numbers. The resolutions.
This parcel number, that's public knowledge. I mean, you can go on the auditor's website and get whatever you need. So.
I went to GIS and that. So there were section numbers on everything. The ones that were in the ones with the railroad in it, I had to go and actually click on every single one of those sections to make sure it was on the right side of the tracks. Obviously, if it's section one way over there in the northeast corner, I didn't have to do that. But yeah, I just used the county website to generate that off of. The map, the color map that you guys have, is after they took that whole parcel spreadsheet, they copy-pasted and put it in their map system, and then generates the map. So, surprisingly, I think I had 8 mistakes out of 2,500. That had to get they, where you had red in the green, and you had a green spot in the red, so.
It's better than the post office.
It was interesting to see that come back, so.
I'll move we post this up, all this information on the website as quickly as possible.
Thank you very much. I'll second that. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All opposed say no. Motion passes and we're going to put it up on the website. Start making a press release. Well, website release. We were talking here a little bit ago about some of how this is going to work on. The last step that we have is that the prosecutor has to draw up the language for the ballot and we have to get Jared to certify it. We now have districts created as of tonight. So she has to go through and look through her parcels and figure that all out of what 1.5 will look for you guys, 2.9 will look for East Wing. East Wing's locked in at 2.9. Marshallville is moving forward as of last night. I went to their council meeting. They are emergency moving through to get a 2.9 mil levy going at Marshallville to match ours. So East Wing's not going to move their levy at all. So 1.5 or around 100,000 is what you guys are requesting. We'll go from there.
So how do you have that set up, if I can ask John? Is it, you got a stipulation in there somehow, say if ours fails, East Wing passes, they still get their levy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and vice versa. Yeah. Bitterman passes, East Wing fails, you guys are funded, East Wing's not funded. So our general fund doesn't have anything really left in it, so.
My only contingency would be if a levy doesn't pass in Marshallville, that's going to get kind of sticky because they're not going to be funding.
Yes.
And I can see that turning sour real quick. But I don't think there's anything we can do from the Board of Elections point of view to say there's a contingency. We can only do that through a memorandum of understanding of some kind. But
we can only take care of what we have here
yeah.
in the village. They're going to try to do what they can up there. Obviously, if it doesn't pass, that's one thing.
Yeah.
They feel like they can pass it up there. The council thought that they have support from the citizens.
Good.
They're going to actively campaign up there.
Yeah.
They want to match what we're doing.
Not a very big voter base within Marshallville. No, can't be very many people.
No, it's not a big area. It's a pretty small town.
So they need to do a good job.
Right. They've had some issues in their, as far as, hearsay and whatnot, and so they're trying to get ahead of stuff. So.
Good.
Good.
That is yours.
Thanks. I'll get this deployed. So. Any other questions as far as what we have going on in the next process? So I'll keep you guys in the loop as far as where we're at with JARA. If we can certify on the 14th, that's great. If not, there'll be a special meeting between now and August 5th to get that done, because that is our deadline to get both levies on the ballot.
Okay.
Yes. That's where we're at.
Yep.
I think I've mentioned in the one email about a press release to move forward with, just so we can start letting people know that, no, we're not creating fire districts. Southern Fire District is replacing Kittering and Orville. We're not doing the Northern Fire District to replace East Wayne. Do you guys have any input as far as what you would like to see for Kittering's area in a press release? Or do you guys plan on doing something to start advertising that you now have your own taxing district, even though they'll see it as a fire district?
I'm sure we're going to do something, but at this point we haven't too much.
Okay.
This is a big step toward addressing the needs in both communities and their different needs.
Yeah.
We've known that since 08 or earlier. Finally getting to a spot where we can address it formally.
Correct. So I think I'd like to let the local Gazette paper, it seems like that's got pretty good circulation area. If we can just put out something, or I can give her a call and let her know that, hey, we did form two districts, but we'd like residents to know that these are not replacing any current fire departments, and that there would be more information coming forward as far as levies and how we're moving forward. But just get a little bit of a kicker just to start off, so people know that we're doing something. I know with COVID-19 and not being able to have public meetings to really get input from the public and whatnot, we're kind of rushing this thing. That's the kind of point of this two-year levy, is to try to give us the rest of this year and next year to figure out what's the permanent solution. Is this the permanent solution, or is this just a step to move forward? So I want to try to make sure we get voter support and people moving forward with this. So any rebuttal to that?
Well, I was going to say, anyone who I've talked to about this idea, I mean, it's funny the responses you get. Well, yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. Or could have done that a long time ago. Or if, my point there is, I think everybody, a lot of different parties are on board with this idea of doing it this way, and I think as our board, we just, however we can get this across the finish line as far as funding, fire departments, working, the northern part into some sort of staffing, because I think everybody agrees that that's how we're going to improve services in that part of the township. And getting the village's buy-in on that as well has been important. So yeah, I hope we don't have a lot of opposition to this idea, but again, I think it's just because it makes a lot of sense to a lot of people.
Got it.
Love it.
Liking it?
Yeah.
Anyone else would like to speak or comment or question?
Does it include the village, the township, and the village together?
Yes.
We I don't know if you heard, we had gone to them and said, what do you guys prefer? Would you guys like to do this on your own? Be part of your fire district? And I don't know, I shouldn't say surprised, but they came back and said, we like the idea of being included in the township part of this, and unanimously. So even if there's some difference of opinion on how to do fire and EMS there in the village, they were on board that idea. So, and again, I think we've had some discussion, some compromise within our group here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the question would be is, I mean, East Wayne has its own fire district. Why don't they put their own levy?
I think,
what are you going to do?
I think this
what's
gets,
the incentive for Marshall Road to pass a levy?
Yeah. There was some question on why isn't the fire district doing a levy, and we just came out of a lawsuit. We're finishing that up. We're not trying to rush into the next step and just make a decision from the hip. I think this gives us some time. Does East Wayne put the next levy on? Do we stay with the status quo here of the two districts with the township controlling the purse strings? We need some time to talk that out. So if we can get at least 2020 and 2021 funded, that gives us some time to figure out what the public really wants to do all around. So, but they said yes back in 2017 to $1 million for the township controlling the funds. Hopefully they'll do the same with us still controlling the funds, and then we can go from there. So it's kind of a baby step approach to trying to figure out what people are going to appreciate and support. Do you want me to call Christy and just say, hey, listen to our meeting, we're moving forward? She's been pretty good about listening to our meetings. I'll put it up to Mike so she can
start working on her. If she wants feedback from Tom or me.
I was going to say the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, I'll suggest that. So.
I'm sure she'll be contacting both of
the
fire department boards. I would assume for comment. Because it's a huge milestone for us to be trying something different after so many years of doing just the same thing.
Yep. So we're moving forward, and next step will be to, I'll get those uploaded and sent to Jarrah and the prosecutor, and we'll go from there.
Did she give you any idea of numbers?
No, she wanted the districts created because that way she can input, yes, there is a resolution that says this is what's going to happen, and that now she has a defined area with defined parcels. We gave her the actual parcels. So, like, I think you were here when there's 2,500 parcels that had to be gone through to figure out.
I just wondered, you had said about it's going to be close to 100,000, so I was wondering how that was interpolated.
Mr. Steiner represented the board in May, New and Schwander, and he said they would be happy with a 1.5, which is close when you looked at how the 2017 levy was split. It's right around 70. So it should be close to that 100,000, unless there's just something that we didn't see. She doesn't know until she actually goes through, takes all those parcel numbers that we just assigned, and sees what it's going to generate. So there's public utilities and a few other things that can change things, and she doesn't know how they're going to. Normally those come as the whole township. She doesn't know how that may get decided. She's still waiting back from the Department of Taxation at the state level to know how she should divide stuff that's supposed to be across the whole township, how to divide that up in an equal rate. So
I'm certain she's aware time is of the essence. We got deadline looming.
Yes, they were very quick with the whole parcel numbers, pretty quick after our last meeting in June. I was given this, I had a meeting with her. She said, well, this is the craziness that I have. Help me understand. I had a meeting with her up there, and very quickly I had, there's 385 sheets of paper. I spent time going through that, and when we got to the forming the map, it was a day of going back and forth with the guy on the GIS. So she's been moving pretty quickly with this. She understands times of essence for us. So
John, let's just say the kid in Moorville District comes back at 1.5 mils and it raises 110,000.
Yeah.
How do you specify who gets what? Is that in the ballot, or how does that get determined what Kidman gets, because there's two departments there?
Yes. So my thought, we'll talk about it. My thought is that we have contracts ready to go before November for 2021 and 2022, when those tax years are collected. So if we're going to be taxing, we're going to have on the ballot for tax year 2020 and tax year 2021. Collection will be 21 and 22. And I'd like to see us have contracts ready to go by election time, so that the residents know this is the plan for the 2 years while the township's raising these funds. This is the contract that's going to be lived by. This is how the money's going to be split. So this doesn't stop our process from moving forward. Next thing is, you know, yeah, it's July, but we're going to start talking about contracts. What do you want to see different? How do we want to move forward with? We can't put a specific number because of how collections can be. So to just be kind of open on how we're going to assign the amount of money coming to you, coming to Oroville. We need to have that discussion with Oroville as well. Is there going to be rate increases or not? We'll have to see how that all works out. So, but we plan on, I personally would like to see that contract done before the election actually happens. So,
because I would imagine some people would wonder if they're at Oroville or Kidman, how do they know what percentage Kidman will get?
To me, we've been paying Oroville on a per call basis, is that we set amount behind, and at the end of the year, if there's anything left over, we're the Kidman. If that's what Oroville wants. If Oroville wants their part of the territory, I'm open to it. I think you guys would be open to that as well. So it needs to be negotiated.
So you would dump out whatever's in the bucket of those at the end of the year, it would be spent. There's not going to be reserve in either one of those areas left that would carry over.
I don't think we've determined that yet. So
no, it's not determined.
Purely speculation.
No, I just think that the money should go to the fire departments to be able to use. So,
do we have enough of a history with Orville's contract that we can kind of budget what that amount is? I mean, do we have enough that we can say over the last?
It's so sporadic,
is it?
But last year we had
3,000 to 4,000 each year.
Okay.
I think the top we ever had was maybe 7,000, but that was some unique instances.
Yeah.
So that's almost an outlier.
Yeah, and it's going to be minus the collection fees, so I think the contract's going to really, at the end of the year, our budget's going to show nothing because we gave it to you because you're the provider. We're not the one providing the service, but we do have collection fees and some other odds and ends that we have to take care of on our end to make sure our bills are paid from that fund.
Yeah.
So
I would think we would have a reserve amount that we hold back, the rest is distributed. And then at the end of the year, if we choose to disperse that reserve, that would be a decision.
All right.
Yeah. Since we're going to two fire districts, the only thing I didn't think about yet, I'm not sure if anyone has, are we going to have a second line item in our fire and EMS fund to differentiate between money coming in from East Wings, the Northern Fire District, and the Southern Fire District?
That would probably be one fund.
I think we'd all go in the same
fund. You can put two lines in there. We'll just add we'll have to rename one line for Northern District and one for Southern District.
One line per fund.
I'll have to ask Valerie if that's even necessary.
She may not have experience yet.
It'll depend on are the collections dispersed to us as two separate
identity items
or not. If they are, then we probably have two different. Either that or you somehow in your system break them out.
Yeah. On the Northern District, we'll have to have some reserve to allocate towards our remaining commitment to them for training funds so that is funded out of that levy if that's not already appropriated.
That 5,000? But that was talked about in the general fund too, so during the meeting.
I think we can figure that out, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's for something for us to ponder about. We brought it up, so let's ponder on it. See what we're going to do with that. So,
yeah.
As we get closer to contracts and getting that wording all established. So, are you guys okay with trying to get those contracts done by October-ish?
Yeah.
That way, the end of October, we can advertise. Yes. We have contracts. This is what we signed. If you approve the 1.5 mil levy, this is what will take effect January 1 of 2021. So
it's three regular meetings. It's October.
I know.
So
it doesn't take long, does it?
No.
We've been on a marathon sprint of meetings.
We'll have to add to the 14th meeting.
We should go to vacation.
COVID.
You know how many times we've met more than once?
Yes.
Every time.
Every single month.
Yes.
So. Kidder, do you have any other questions?
No.
So we'll keep you in the loop and this stuff
is
kicked
back. Is it a two-year plan that you're talking about?
That was decided on June 9th?
Yes. Okay. That's correct.
That was, Dalton was kind of requesting that. And we were kind of thinking along the line of doing just a 1.5 or both, but the village of Dalton wants to move forward with step and 1.5 just won't accomplish that. So that's the reason why we have a difference between 2.9 and 1.5 is to try to work with the village of Dalton and try to help them out. So, Anything else I can do for you? Or the board can, or... With that, I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Thank you. What time is it? 7:38. All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed? Motion carries. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen.